my beloved prophet of mercy. Oh my beloved prophet of mercy. Oh my beloved prophet of mercy. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to the another episode of the series Attributes of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In today's episode, we will listen about those qualities and specialities that Allah Almighty bestowed upon our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But first, listen to an hadith in which beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that whoever recites one time salah upon me, Allah azza wa jal will shower mercy upon him 10 times. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, today we will listen to some accounts that display the greatest of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Then we will hear some related verses of the Quran and their commentaries. May Allah Almighty allow us to listen and watch this entire episode with full attention. First of all, when the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would teach noble Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they would sometimes request and say, Ra'ina ya Rasulallah, means, O beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be regardful our states, that means, give us some time to understand your blessed speech properly. In the language of non-Muslims, this word denoted upon a meaning of disrespect, and they began to utter it with an ill intention. Sayyiduna Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu was familiar with the language of the non-Muslims. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu once heard them say this word and said, O enemies of Allah, may the curse of Allah be upon you. If I hear this word from anyone's tongue again, I will sever his neck. The non-Muslim said, You are angry at us, but the Muslims also use this word. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu became upset at this and came to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu had just arrived in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the verse was revealed in which it was prohibited to say ra'ina, and the command to use another synonym of it, unzurna, was given. Stated in part 1, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 104. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقولوا راعنا وقولوا انظرنا واسمعوا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O believers, do not say to the Prophet Muhammad راعنا and submit as so. انظرنا, meaning that please grant us your attention so that we understand well. And O Muslims, listen attentively to his discourse from the beginning. It is stated in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, number 1, to respect and honor the noble prophets alayhimus salam, and to maintain due etiquette in their courts is fard, and it is prohibited to use the word in which there is the slightest possibility of disrespect. Number 2, those words which have two meanings, both good and ill, and the mind also goes towards the ill meaning when that word is spoken, then such words should not be used either for Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Number 3, Allah Almighty himself teaches us the etiquettes of the beloved Prophet's alayhi wa sallam's court and mentions the commands pertaining to respect him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number 4, this verse indicates to the fact that showing disrespect in the courts of the noble prophets alayhimus salam is kufr. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's listen to another account, a blessed verse the reason behind its revelation and its commentary. The beloved Prophet ﷺ once said, "Before the birth of my ummah, when my ummah was in the form of clay, they were presented to me in their forms, just as they were presented to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and I was given knowledge of who will embrace Iman on me and who will commit kufr. When this news reached the hypocrites, they mockingly said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presumes that he knows who will bring Iman on him and who will commit kufr from those people who are not even yet born, and he does not recognize us." After this, the beloved Prophet ﷺ stood on the minbar, means the pulpit, and after praising and glorifying Allah Almighty, he ﷺ said, "What is the state of those people who object my knowledge? All of that which will occur from now until the day of judgment, I am able to tell you about it." Sayyidina Abdullah bin Huzaifa Sahmi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu stood up and asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is my father?" He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, "Huzaifa." Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then stood up and said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we are pleased with Allah as our Lord. Islam is our religion, the Quran as our leader and guide, and with you as our Prophet, we seek your pardon." The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Will you refrain?" He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then descended from the minbar. Upon this, Allah Almighty revealed the following verse: "Ma kana Allahu liyadhara al-mu'minina ala ma antum alayhi hatta yamiza al-khabitha min at-tayyib. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِعَكُمْ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْتَبِي مِنْ رُسُولِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَلَكُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ." Translation from Kanzul Iman: Allah will not leave the Muslims in that state in which you are now until he separates the impure from the pure, and it does not befit the dignity of Allah to give you, O common people, knowledge of the unseen. Yes, Allah chooses from his messengers whom he wills to grant the knowledge of the unseen. Therefore, believe in Allah and his messengers, and if you believe and do good deeds, so for you is great reward. Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmed Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has mentioned under this verse, "One of the things we learn is that to object to the knowledge of the unseen of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and to say that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not have knowledge of such and such things is the way of the hypocrites. Number two, it is the duty of the Muslim to accept all of the praiseworthy qualities of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam without any hesitation. Number three, the merciful Lord granted knowledge of everything that will occur until the day of judgment to our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. For the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ask me anything, and only the one who has completed knowledge can say this. And number four, all of those who will bring Iman, those who will not bring Iman, and those who will be hypocrites until the day of judgment are known to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, let's listen to another account, a blessed verse, the reason for its revelation and its commentary. The residents of Medina would irrigate their fields with the water that would come from the mountains. An Ansari once argued with Sayyiduna Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu over who will irrigate their field first. This dispute was presented in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So The beloved Prophet ﷺ said, O Zubair, after irrigating your field, release the water in the direction of your neighbor. Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given permission to irrigate his field first, and his field came first. Despite this, the beloved Prophet ﷺ also instructed him to favor his neighbor also. However, the Ansari found the decision to be disagreeable and he said, Zubair is the son of your paternal auntie. So the beloved Prophet ﷺ commanded Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu to stop the water after irrigating his field. The following verse was revealed in this occasion. Allah Almighty states, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. So, O beloved, by oath of your Lord, they will not be Muslims until they take you as a judge for the disputes between them. And whatever you have then decided, they should not have resistance to it within their hearts. And they must accept it wholeheartedly. Dear viewers, there are some points mentioned under this verse in Siratul Jinan. Let us hear few of them. Number one, in this verse, Allah Almighty mentioned Himself being the Lord to His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and said, O beloved, by your Lord, such is the grand status of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah Almighty makes Himself known through His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, Allah Almighty made it fard to accept the decision of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three, Allah Almighty declared the one who denies the command of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a non-Muslim. Number four, it is necessary to accept the command of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with one's heart and soul, and there should not be any kind of reluctance regarding it in one's heart. Hence, it is mentioned at the end of the verse that they should not have resistance to it within their hearts, and they must accept it wholeheartedly. And number five, we also come to know that it is fard to accept the rulings of Islam, and it is kufr to reject them. Also, to make objections against them or to mock them is also kufr. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, the excellence and greatness of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, and the love of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is taught. In order to illuminate your heart with the love of the Prophet, attach yourself to the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, the movement of the devotees of the Prophet, and also take out some time for the 12 Madani works of the Zaydi Halqa. InshaAllah, through the blessings of taking part in these Madani works, alongside becoming punctual in our faraid, we will also develop a habit of performing nafil worship. We will gain a passion for acting upon the faraid, wajibat, sunnahs and mustahabbat. We will have an opportunity to act upon the sunnah of giving the call to righteousness. We will acquire the company of the devotees of the Prophet, and we will gain steadfastness upon performing good deeds. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh my beloved Prophet of mercy, oh my beloved Prophet of mercy, oh my beloved Prophet of mercy.